Our Bible reading for today comes from 1 Peter chapter 2 and then verse 9. And St. Peter writes to the believers, "You are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. These are your words, Heavenly Father. They are your truth. We pray that you would now strengthen our faith through them. Amen." When I was a little boy, there was a man in our neighborhood who was blind, and I remember some of us children talking to him and things and trying to understand what that would be like to be blind. And maybe when you were a kid, you used to do that too, put a towel around your head or something and have someone lead you around the house and try to feel a little bit what it would be like to actually live with blindness. I'd like you to use your imagination today. I'd like you to imagine that you are in an enormous dark cave. I've been in one down in Kentucky that is so huge you could fit Bethany's gymnasiums in there about 3-4 times. Enormous dark cave, and it was so dark in there when we couldn't even see your hand in front of your face when they turned out all the lights. So imagine for a moment that you are in this enormous dark cave, and it's packed with people. You can sense that there are people all around you. And suddenly someone comes and gently grabs your wrist and begins to pull you and lead you through the crowd and takes you through the crowd of people as you're slowly, gently bumping into people. And suddenly your feet run into something on the floor, and you sense that it's a huge glass circle on the floor. And all of a sudden, the same hands that were leading you lift you up and put you over the edge of that circle, and you're now on the glass itself. And suddenly it lights up. It begins to illuminate. And you're able to now look down beneath you in this huge circle, and there are other people standing on the circle with you. And you look down on this circle, and you can't totally see faces and things, but you can sense that there are people below you and the surface below you, and it's a beautiful glowing light that's coming up. And there are people talking and moving around and singing and making noise and having fun, and everybody seems very happy. And it's almost like the sound of the ocean beneath your feet. And all of a sudden, up above your head, these big banners come floating down and over the top of you. And you realize that you're standing on a big glass window that's looking down into this magnificent, magical kingdom. That's just fantastic. And then the voice that led you there begins explaining to you that someday you're going to get to go beneath the glass and to live in that beautiful kingdom. In the reading in front of us, St. Peter is kind of speaking to us as members of the Holy Christian Church that God has called us out of the blindness of darkness, of sin and unbelief, not knowing God, and has led us, the Holy Spirit, through God's word and through your baptism, has led you out of that multitude of unbelief in the world, and by God's grace now has brought you to a different spot and has lifted you up, and by his power alone has placed you, through the gift of faith in Christ, has placed you into this and onto this beautiful kingdom that is now yours to see. And the banners of salvation suddenly unfurl above your head. Victorious banners that Christ has defeated death and the devil for you. And there are other people there who are in the same glow that you are now in, having come out of darkness into this marvelous light. And these other people are singing and joyful and praising, and beneath the glass, as you look down into this wonderful kingdom, you see everybody happy and joyful. And the reason for the joy is they now realize the darkness they've come out of. One thing that the light does when we suddenly understand things in the kingdom of God is it shows us where we once were. It shows us how deep the darkness was in our hearts and our minds about knowing God. People are still groping all over the place trying to figure out who this God is. And now God has illuminated to us to be able to see what we came from. And he shines the light on our Savior and what Jesus Christ, his own Son, has come to do. That he came into this world for every person in this sanctuary and made the atoning payment for every wicked act or thought or word that you've ever done, thought, or said in your life by shedding his blood on the cross. And he rose victorious from death on Easter Sunday so that you and I now, living in the glow of this in God's kingdom, you and I now as believers in Christ are promised the same victory that Christ had over his death. The victory banners that are unfurling over our heads are actually for us, not just for Christ, but for those who belong to him as well. And a day is going to come when God the Holy Spirit is going to lead us down beneath that glass into this beautiful, wonderful kingdom where we will live forever with all of his saints in glory. What a precious thing it is that God has grabbed you and me by the wrist and led us out of the darkness of unbelief in this world, and by placing faith in our hearts has lifted us up and put us into this precious kingdom of grace and the wonderful home that we have waiting for us in our future. Thanks be to God. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, by your Son, you have promised us the forgiveness of all of our sins. His righteousness is now ours, and you've given us the gift of everlasting life. We pray you that by your Holy Spirit, you would enliven our hearts so that in daily prayer, we may seek your help in Christ against all temptations, and constantly believing his wonderful promises may finally obtain that for which we pray, and at last be brought to everlasting life in heaven. We pray this through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. Amen. We join in the singing of our hymn.